Tender Savage by Iris Johansson, narrated by Susan Boyce. Chapter 1.
"It will be dangerous, Miss Clavel," Paco said gravely. "I won't lie to you. You could be raped or tortured, even killed."
Laura Clavel tried to hide her shiver of fear from Paco Rinalto's keen gaze. In the short time she had been in the Major's tent, she had learned that there was a great deal more to Rinalto than elfin features and an air of insouciance. He had a sharp, probing intelligence. She shouldn't have been surprised. He couldn't have risen to be Ricardo Lazaro's second in command with only puckish charm to recommend him. She forced a smile.
"I really wish you wouldn't tell me all these dire things that could happen. I'm scared enough already."
"You have to be warned. Ricardo wouldn't permit you to go into such a dangerous situation without your knowing full well what it might cost you. I can't either."
"Not even to save the leader of your great revolution?"
Lara's tone was deliberately flippant.
"Not even then."
A sudden smile lit Paco Rinalto's face.
"You cannot choose without knowing the facts, and that's what this revolution is all about. Ricardo wouldn't thank me for discarding those principles just to save his life."
"No, I find that hard to believe. Self-preservation is the first law of nature."
"Some things are worth dying for." Paco paused. "And so are some people. I'd give my life for Ricardo Lazaro."
"And so would 100,000 other revolutionaries on this blasted island in the Caribbean," Laura thought wearily. The man seemed capable of hypnotizing everyone who came in contact.